Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Showtime Spanish, Episode 1.
Es hora de pasar al siguiente nivel, de los ensayos al espectáculo. Este es tu momento, que se abra el telón.
Places everyone, it's showtime!
Curtains up, light the lights, it feels just like opening night. You practiced hard, I know,
but now it's time to start the show.
Step into the spotlight, cause you're the star tonight. With your Spanish skills at hand, this language is at your command. You'll be understood from Madrid to Bogota, through Argentina to Nicaragua. No matter where you go, you'll have amigos. Break a leg, take a bow. It's showtime.
Hola y buenos días.
Hola a todos y bienvenidos a este primer episodio de Showtime Spanish. Yo me llamo Mark.
Hola, yo soy Alba.
Y estamos aquí para ayudaros con vuestro español. Os voy a explicar un poco lo que es Showtime Spanish, pero lo voy a decir en inglés para que entendáis exactamente lo que queremos hacer con este podcast.
With Showtime Spanish, we hope that you'll be able to increase your vocabulary, to build your confidence with the grammar of the language, and also, something very important for learners, to improve your listening skills. You may be coming to Showtime Spanish having listened to episodes of Coffee Break Spanish, and we hope that this will help you move to the next level, that you'll be able to build on what you know already. Or you may just have discovered Showtime in iTunes or on the web, and either way, we hope that this is very useful to you as a Spanish learner.
So, Mark, tell us why this program is called Showtime Spanish.
Bueno, lo voy a decir en español. En cada episodio va a haber dos actos, ¿ok? En el primer acto vamos a hacer una conversación, yo y tú, Alba, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Y luego, en el segundo acto, vamos a explicar un poco lo que hemos dicho y también hablar un poco de la lengua española, de la gramática, del vocabulario y todo eso.
¿Y entre los dos actos va a haber algún intermedio?
Sí, pero quizás deberíamos explicar la palabra intermedio. Intermedio quiere decir interval en inglés. Un intermedio entre los dos actos. El primer acto, el intermedio y el segundo acto. Y sí, que habrá un intermedio. En el intermedio va a haber algo un poco diferente, algo muy entretenido. Pero de eso vamos a hablar un poco más tarde.
Now, just before we get started, Alba, at the beginning of this program, you said a little refrán, as we would say in Spanish. Can you give us the first line of that again?
I said, es hora de pasar al siguiente nivel.
Es hora de pasar, it's time to pass or to move on to, the siguiente nivel, so the next level.
Exactly, perfecto.
And the next line was?
De los ensayos al espectáculo.
¿Puedes explicarnos lo que son los ensayos?
Los ensayos son los rehearsals en inglés y el espectáculo es obviamente el show.
Exacto. Y luego dijiste,
este es tu momento.
Este es tu momento. That's nice and easy. This is your moment. In actual fact, in English, we would probably say this is your big moment. Este es tu momento. And then the final sentence, the final phrase was...
I said, que se abra el telón.
Que se abra el telón. Now, from a grammatical point of view, that's quite a tricky phrase. Que se abra el telón. El telón, first of all, is the curtain. And que se abra literally means may it open, may the curtain open. And anyone who's been listening to Coffee Break Spanish recently will know that que se abra is a subjunctive because you're exhorting the opening of the curtain. Que se abra el telón. In English, we'd probably say something like the curtain's up. So for this episode of Showtime Spanish, que se abra el telón. Now, if you were following earlier on, you know that in this first act, we are going to be doing some speaking in Spanish, and you're going to be listening to what we're talking about. So, Alba, vamos a presentarnos, ¿no?
Mm-hmm, efectivamente.
Entonces, tú vas a empezar. ¿Cómo te llamas y de dónde eres?
Bueno, hola, estoy encantada de conoceros. Yo me llamo Alba y soy de Barcelona. Estoy viviendo en Glasgow este año. Y bueno, y mi familia está en Barcelona.
Muy bien. ¿Y en qué trabajas aquí en Escocia?
Estoy trabajando de profesora de español.
¿Y te gusta?
Me encanta. La verdad es que me gusta muchísimo.
¿Estás trabajando en colegios de secundaria o de primaria?
En colegios de secundaria. Mis alumnos tienen 16, 17 y algunos 18 años.
Y dime, ¿hablan bien el español?
Sí, la verdad es que, bueno, hay alumnos que hablan mucho mejor que otros, pero la mayoría lo hablan muy bien.
Tú hablas inglés, ¿verdad?
Sí, yo he estudiado filología inglesa en la Universidad de Barcelona.
¿Qué es la filología? Explícanos lo que es la filología.
Bueno, la filología es una combinación de la lengua inglesa, la literatura inglesa, la lingüística inglesa.
Vale, porque yo cuando estaba en Salamanca, estudiaba en Salamanca y estudiaba filología española, entonces lengua y literatura española, uh-huh. Y me gustó un montón. ¿Cuánto tiempo llevas aquí en Escocia?
Creo que llevo un mes aquí.
Vale, ¿y te gusta Escocia?
Sí, me encanta. Lo que pasa es que hace mucho frío, pero la verdad es que me gusta mucho.
¿Hay algo que te gusta en particular?
Bueno, pues sí, hay varias cosas. Me gusta mucho el paisaje, me gusta mucho... Vale, los hombres con falda. A ver, ¿tú llevas falda alguna vez?
Sí, sí, me encanta llevar la falda. Pero no es una falda, es el kilt escocés. Pero no se diría kilt en español, no parece muy español. Pero se lleva falda para las ocasiones especiales, las bodas, quizás las fiestas o lo que sea. Y también los partidos de rugby.
Tengo una pregunta muy seria.
¿Sí?
¿Es verdad esto de que los escoceses no llevan ropa interior debajo de la falda?
Me prometiste que no me ibas a hacer esta pregunta. Bueno, la tradición es que los verdaderos escoceses no llevan nada debajo de la falda. Aunque haga frío en Escocia, somos fuertes los escoceses. Sin embargo, tengo que decir que mi abuela era italiana. Así que se podría decir que yo no soy un verdadero escocés. Así que, por lo menos, tengo una excusa si hace mucho frío. Now, that really was quite a bit of listening there. And if you want, you could have another listen. If you want to, it might help you to know that you can go back to about 5 minutes in this podcast and you'll be able to listen again. Before we move on to our intermedio, we're going to resume what we've said in that conversation. So I'll tell you a little about what Alba said, and then Alba will tell you a bit about what I said. So in very straightforward Spanish, Alba es de Barcelona. En este momento vive en Glasgow. Trabaja como profesora de español. Y dice que sus estudiantes hablan bien el español. Alba ha estudiado la filología inglesa en la Universidad de Barcelona.
Marc ha estudiado la filología española en la Universidad de Salamanca.
Alba está aquí en Escocia y lleva un mes en Escocia. Le gusta el paisaje escocés y los hombres en falda.
Mark lleva falda a veces y dice que los verdaderos escoceses no llevan nada debajo de la falda. Sin embargo, como su abuela era italiana, Mark no es un verdadero escocés.
So hopefully that's helped you understand much more of our conversation. Bueno, volvemos después del intermedio.
Hasta ahora.
This is the point in the show where you can sit back and relax a bit. But as with all of the Radiolingua podcasts, even when you're relaxing, you can still be learning. Indeed, we believe you learn even better that way. Así que, durante el intermedio, vais a aprender algo un poco distinto, something a bit different from the main topic for this episode. And to help us with this, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you my friend and colleague, Señor José Picardo.
Bueno, muchas gracias, Mark. Yo estoy muy contento de poder estar aquí con vosotros. Me llamo José y yo también soy profesor de español, como Mark y Alba. Pero yo trabajo en Inglaterra y no en Escocia. When you're learning a language, sometimes one of the best things you can do to improve your speaking and writing is to avoid giving boring answers. You should push yourself to go that bit further, and by doing this, you'll really take your Spanish to the next level. Como ha dicho Alba, es hora de pasar al siguiente nivel. So, in each of these intermedios, I'll be helping you do just that. Let's take the phrase, ¿cómo estás? You may be asked, ¿qué tal? O, ¿cómo lo llevas? ¿Qué pasa? Or even, in some parts of Latin America, ¿qué pasó? Your answer can be something boring like estoy bien o estoy muy bien. But today I'm going to give you a phrase that will really impress native speakers. Next time someone asks you ¿qué tal?, why not say estoy estupendamente. No podría estar mejor. Try it after me. Estoy estupendamente. No podría estar mejor. So, there you have it. It's all about pushing yourself and, of course, understanding what you're actually saying. There are more details in the lesson notes, and I'll be back next time para ayudarte a pasar al siguiente nivel. In the meantime, it's back to Alba and Mark in the studio. Adiós.
Muchas gracias, José. Okay, something else that we're going to be doing in this intermedio is introducing you to trabalenguas. Trabalenguas are tongue twisters. So this is a useful way to practice your pronunciation and your diction when you're speaking Spanish. So, Alba, ¿qué tienes para nosotros?
Tengo un trabalenguas sobre Pablo, bueno, en realidad Pablito.
Okay, so little Pablo.
Little Pablo.
And do you want to tell us it slowly, first of all?
Sí, muy bien. Pablito clavó un clavito. Un clavito clavó Pablito. ¿Qué clavito clavó Pablito?
Okay, it doesn't sound too difficult, but then again, that was using it slowly. So what does it mean? Let's take it sentence by sentence.
Pablito clavó un clavito.
So, un clavo, first of all, is a nail. Un clavito, a little nail. So, Pablito, little Pablo, clavó, hammered in, un clavito, a little nail. And clavó is the preterite tense of a regular AR verb. Clavar, clavó. Pablito clavó un clavito.
Un clavito clavó Pablito.
And with many tongue twisters, they change around the word. So, a little nail was hammered in by Pablito.
¿Qué clavito clavó Pablito?
So, which little nail did Pablito hammer in? Okay, Alba, the fast version this time.
Venga, lo voy a intentar. Pablito clavó un clavito clavó Pablito. ¿Qué clavito clavó Pablito?
Muy bien, something for you to practice for next time.
When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Showtime. Welcome back to the second act of Showtime Spanish, Episode 1. In this part, we're going to take a closer look at some of the words and phrases and the constructions that were used in the conversation we had earlier. To begin with, we're going to look at the word llevar. As you know, it's spelled L-L-E-V-A-R, llevar. Its basic meaning is to carry or to take, in the sense of, for example, estoy llevando los libros. I am carrying the books. It can also mean to lead to. For example, ¿a dónde me llevas? Where are you leading me to? Where are you taking me to? Another meaning of llevar is to wear, as in the clothes that you are wearing. ¿Qué llevas? ¿Qué llevas esta tarde? What are you wearing this afternoon? But the particular use of llevar that we're going to look at is the example from the conversation where I said, ¿Cuánto tiempo llevas aquí en Escocia? To Alba. Listen again to this section. ¿Cuánto tiempo llevas aquí en Escocia?
Creo que llevo un mes aquí.
So if we took this on a literal level, I'm asking Alba, how much time are you carrying here? ¿Cuánto tiempo llevas aquí? But we would, of course, translate this in English as, how long have you been here? ¿Cuánto tiempo llevas aquí? Now, we're going to extend this a little by using a part of the verb that you're probably familiar with, and that is the gerund. The gerund, the part that ends in ando or yendo. So let's take, for example, the verb hablar, which means, of course, to speak. So the gerund of hablar is hablando. So if I ask, ¿cuánto tiempo llevas hablando español? That now means, how long have you been speaking Spanish for? So compare, ¿cuánto tiempo llevas aquí? How long have you been here for? With, ¿cuánto tiempo llevas hablando español? Literally, how much time do you carry speaking Spanish? ¿Cuánto tiempo llevas hablando español? So how would you answer that question? Let's say you've been speaking Spanish for 3 years. You would change the llevas to llevo. Llevo 3 años hablando español. Llevo 3 años hablando español.
So let's try another one. How would you say, how long have you been looking for Pedro for? You'd say, ¿cuánto tiempo llevas buscando a Pedro? And remember, you need the personal A in there. ¿Cuánto tiempo llevas buscando a Pedro? And the answer could be something like, llevo 3 horas buscando a Pedro. Now, the other thing I'd like to pick up on from our conversation earlier is the phrase, lo que pasa es que. Now, think about that carefully. Lo que pasa es que. Literally, that which happens is that. Now, this is a really useful phrase because it gives you some extra time to think. When I asked Alba if she liked Scotland, as she was sort of thinking what to say, she said, lo que pasa es que hace mucho frío, because she was going on to tell me about the fact that she doesn't really like the weather. ¿Te gusta Escocia?
Sí, me encanta. Lo que pasa es que hace mucho frío, pero la verdad es que me gusta mucho.
So if ever you're asked a question and you need some time to think, you could use the phrase, lo que pasa es que, and then follow it up with your answer. There's more about this and lots of other phrases in this week's notes.
Bueno, queridos oyentes, esto es todo por hoy. Esperamos que os haya gustado este episodio de Showtime Spanish.
We hope you've enjoyed your first experience of Showtime Spanish. Now, if you go to the theatre, you can get a program which will give you further information about the production. And Showtime Spanish is no different. We'll be providing program notes and other bonus materials in our members area, including full transcripts of the conversations and bonus materials linked to our interval acts. Visit our website at www.showtimespanish.com to find out how you can become a member. And of course, if you've found Showtime Spanish a bit too difficult, then you may want to check out Coffee Break Spanish at coffeebreakspanish.com. Now, there is one other thing that we've not mentioned about Showtime Spanish, and we're keeping it a secret until next week, so make sure you tune in to find out one of the biggest pieces of news about Showtime Spanish next time.
Bueno, chicos y chicas, se cierra el telón.
The curtain is indeed coming down, so join us next time on Showtime Spanish.
Nos vemos en el próximo episodio. ¡Hasta la próxima!
You'll be understood from Madrid to Bogotá, Peru, Argentina to Nicaragua.
No matter where you go, you'll have amigos. Break a leg, take a bow. It's Showtime!
This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.